Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 5. Comparing Windows Mail with Outlook Express. At its core, Windows Mail runs with a completely different architecture than Outlook Express. Now, all mail files and system resources are a part of the JET database that the Vista OS uses, providing improved performance in Windows integrated security and redundancy. The Windows Mail design team moved the account data from the registry into XML files that are associated with each inbox in the Windows Mail folder. In addition, identities are no longer managed, but mail is regulated to specific Windows profiles. This means that to back up the totality of a user's mail and profile information, all you need to do is to copy the Windows Mail folder under that user's profile. In Vista, email messages and news posts are found and displayed even as the user is typing criteria into the search engine, eliminating the extra actions of initiating a search and then perusing the search results for the appropriate mail content as opposed to only the file name. You can actually open and read messages without starting a separate application. Phishing filter. Initially a part of Internet Explorer and the MSN toolbar, the phishing filter automatically analyzes URLs presented to and clicked by the user in Windows Vista and compares them to a local copy of the blacklists maintained at Microsoft. Windows Mail can take the phishing filter service even further by analyzing incoming messages to see not only whether the URLs listed in the body of the message are known for phishing, but also whether the actual links and HTML messages are the same as the URLs displayed to the user. The phishing filter built into Windows Mail is enabled by default. Junk Mail Filter. The Windows Mail design team has integrated the Smart Screen Junk Email Filter into Windows Mail. As in Outlook, the Windows Mail Junk Email Filter is set to pull filter updates from Microsoft via the Microsoft Update Service. In this way, the filter settings in use for Exchange are at work on your local machine from the first use of Windows Mail. A 5-tab options window enables you to fine-tune the junk email filter to your liking. Instant Search. Instant Search is not an application to be configured or a feature to be enabled by only the technically savvy user. Rather, Microsoft has released Vista with this powerful tool built into the OS. Instant Search is exposed to the user in several places within the OS. Start Search, Search within the Start menu, Explorer, Windows Calendar, Windows Contacts, Windows Mail, and the Control Panel. Each place that the search tool is exposed places some restriction or focus on what areas can be searched. Windows Mail places a focus on Instant Search that relegates its phenomenal searching power to mail-related items. Mail and news items are found and displayed as the user types search criteria, allowing for a much more efficient use of old or unsorted mail. Frequently Asked Questions. Question: Will upgrading from Outlook Express be possible with Windows Mail? Answer: Absolutely. The application is designed with backward compatibility in mind. In fact, many of the old APIs are in use, allowing for more seamless integration with add-ins and custom applications constructed for use with Outlook Express. Wizard-driven import tools will bring and consolidate mail identities from Outlook Express into mailboxes within Windows profiles. Question: How is mail kept secure if messages and news posts are now part of the OS? Answer: By making the messages a part of the OS, Microsoft increased security. With New Technology File System, or NTFS, permissions, everything within a user's profile is accessible only to that user and to the administrator. To access messages requires logging in as the user, making a shared kiosk computer a secure source for individuals' mail. Question: Will users who don't know all about the new security features of Windows Mail have a hindered email experience? Are these really for the technically savvy? Answer: Almost all of the new security-focused features within Windows Mail are enabled by default and are at work in the background. The junk email filter updates itself via Windows Update and the phishing filter manages its searches against the Microsoft blacklists. As such, a less than savvy user can maintain a secure environment with little action required of him or her. Question: how is mail protected against corruption and loss? Answer: unlike Outlook Express, Windows Mail utilizes the JET database functionality of the OS, which allows it to function with two databases, a primary database and a backup database. If a message is corrupt or lost in one database, the pointers within the OS will direct the OS or application to the other. In addition, the database is fully transactional, making for a robust point-in-time restore solution. If databases are lost, the OS can replay transaction logs to recreate the messages. Question: how can administrators more efficiently manage the application and its deployment? Answer: as with nearly everything built into the OS, Microsoft has continued to refine group policy to be able to affect aspects of the products deployed within OS. With regard to Windows Mail, however, currently only one group policy setting is published in TechNet for Windows Mail: block attachments that could contain a virus. Aside from actually building an image for mass deployment that already has the settings of your choice, this represents the only real option for managing Windows Mail settings via policy at this time. Question: how does Instant Search compare with Google Desktop Search? Answer: the Instant Search technology is very similar to that of the Google Desktop or MSN Desktop Search products. Depending on how you view it, there is an obvious advantage or disadvantage. The solution is built into applications such as Windows Mail, allowing you to not get every file in the OS matching your criteria, but only files relevant to mail and news, for example. However, if you're someone who wants to be able to access everything from anywhere, you may be frustrated in having to remember which search does what.